Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Thank you for joining us on this Monday, October 13th, 2008 edition. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours, coming up in 30 minutes. We have a Mr. Engdahl joining us to go over what's happening in the world markets as the New World Order banking system, as the international banks are calling it themselves, use the crises they have engineered to consolidate power and control. So we're going to be going over that today. Bob Dacey joins us again in studio. I had so much fun with him last week. I wanted to have him back again with us. Money markets ease on unlimited dollars pledge. That's the CNBC headline. Unlimited dollar pledge worldwide to finance basically any select bank, brokerage firm, private corporations, sub-states of countries, including the 50 states here in the United States. Money markets ease on unlimited dollars pledge. That means hyperinflation. Dow bounces more than 400 points. It's almost 500 as we speak. After cash infusion, Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 400 points or 5% within the first few minutes of trading, and has been right around that for the last 2.5 hours since it opened. Global markets are giving a nod of approval to what the governments, central banks, and the U.S. Treasury are doing to boost confidence in the market. Well, no, that's not what's happening. They're just pumping money into it, so of course it's going up. Bailout Architect is selecting managers now to hand out the $700-plus billion. U.S. officials said to offer protection to Japan's investors, not just banks. Dollar, euro, sterling may be destroyed by Zimbabwe-style inflation. Story by Paul Joseph Watson. We'll be getting into that report. UK bails out three more major banks, calls it nationalization, $64 billion just a day alone. A wave of mergers could hit banking sector as the central banks consolidate their hold and grasp. And again, we see this new economic order, which is not a new economic order. It's the same private families that own the world central banks basically taking over right now. And Bloomberg is reporting on that. That is just some of what we're going to be covering today on the financial front. On the police state front, I mentioned some of this on my Sunday show, but we need to get back into it today, and we're going to do that. I have never seen so much alternative media and even mainstream media finally looking at the martial law control grid, the cashless society control grid, the Pentagon-designed tracking and tracing system that's been put in. But the left is panicking, and I want to get her on this week, Naomi Wolf, and, of course, the Democracy Now! Head, Amy Goodman. They think that all this martial law is transitory and only about George Bush, and that it will supposedly, I guess, fade away after he leaves office. So they think in the next 20-something days that martial law may be declared. Hey, martial law was declared decades ago in the markets. They declare a new emergency each year. That's how the executive operates outside the legislative and judicial. When you have the Congress a week and a half ago being threatened with martial law and that the president would just do it anyways if they didn't pass the banker empowerment takeover bill, that is martial law. So we'll be going over that today, and the media is trying to frame this as if we don't have hot martial law in the streets like Red Dawn everywhere with troops parachuting out of the skies and putting everybody at gunpoint, that it isn't martial law. No, it's incremental. Training you to accept troops on the streets. Newscasts all over the country going, oh, the regular army's working with our local police. Oh, they're helping. It's about that acclimation. So we'll break down what's really happening there. Tie it in with the license plate scanning system, scanning everything, everywhere you go, already putting you in a database, all movements already tracked and recorded. The military rolling out high-powered microwave guns to be used on American people, local police departments to get the systems, people being arrested for having a brown lawn. This is the type of news we'll be covering today. Stay with us.
They say you can't predict the stock market. If you trade on a regular basis, you've probably heard that lie. But what if I told you there's a way to know which way the market will go each week, a whole week in advance? Do you think you could benefit from this kind of information? The guys over at eMiniForecaster.com put out a weekly forecast line. They call it a G-line, which forecasts the direction of the stock market a whole week in advance. Impossible? Head over to eMiniForecaster.com and check out their forecast history to see for yourself. eMiniForecaster.com predicts the market one whole week in advance. It's simple to use and can give you the market edge you've been looking for. If you're an active trader in the markets, go directly to eMiniForecaster.com. That's eMiniForecaster.com right now for more information. Again, that's eMiniForecaster.com.
This is Rob at eMiniForecaster.com, and I approve this message.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about the newest hydrogen technology available. GasFreedom is an affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil companies don't want you to know. Learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car and experience the most powerful hydrogen cells available. Visit gasfreedom.info and receive $59.95 off of your order by using coupon code GCN. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
There is no other power greater than the power over money, the power to create and contract the money supply, the power to control the purchasing power of your money. Throughout history, this has proven to be the most sought-after monopolistic power of man. It has become more sophisticated over the decades and over the centuries, more sophisticated now and more international in scope than ever before. So I see the issue of power and the control over money as being something that we cannot ignore, we must address. I believe closely associated with this is the issue of morality as well. By what moral right do we have to create purchasing power out of thin air? Whether it's done by the creation of credit or Federal Reserve notes, or whether it's the creation of SDRs in an international scope, by what right do they do this? Is it any more moral to dilute the value of your purchasing power of the money you hold in your wallet than it is for the farmer to dilute the milk supply with water? I would say there's an issue of morality here just as strong as the issue of power. I also happen to believe also, because it's a moral issue more than an economic issue, it is for this reason that the people have lost trust in their government, trust in the banks, trust in business, trust in themselves, and that we are a nation of distrust. And it's for this reason, I believe, that until we restore trust in government, trust in the system, and trust in the money, there will be no resolution of this problem. It is the issue of trust in people and trust in money that must come before you can start talking about nickeling and diming it, trying to get back to a balanced budget, because that certainly hasn't worked. So I think it's important to address the issue of central planning, the issue of power. And third, I think that we must address in general terms the issue of the origin of money. I know that's been talked about, and we recognize, those of us who believe in commodity money, clearly understand that money, paper money and credit creation, didn't come out of the marketplace. That came out of the heads and the fantasies of the intellectuals and the government officials of those who want paper to be money, but never out of the marketplace. So I would say the paper standard is bucking history, and it's bucking economic law and economic truth, and they only can do it with force and more power to make people accept it. Because economically and historically, paper is not money. It can't be money. It's only money because we're forced to use it, and because there's a residual thrust in the pieces of paper that we carried around, because at one time it did have real value. You have to have something that people seek after and they hold as something important and something that they will hold as money. History shows that people have chosen gold first and probably silver second. They'd rather have cigarettes than pieces of paper.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
That was Congressman Ron Paul 30 years ago to this month. 30 years ago, laying out what the private Federal Reserve was engineering. Before I get into what's happening in the markets right now and the open announcement that they're going to totally devalue the dollar over the next 2 years, that's what the announcements mean, I want to play you a clip from Ron Paul last night on MSNBC. This is Ron Paul talking about how the banks are basically setting up, Friday night, talking about how the central bankers are setting up a world government system, and that's what it's being called, a world government of and by the private central banks that have always been organizing this global corporate state that will act as the receivership arm for the world's economy, and then they will have a militarized world government army that then protects and owns the system. So here is that clip with Ron Paul, not 30 years ago, but 3 days ago.
What did you think of it?
Well, I think it's more of the same. How can you buy up equities with debt? They don't have any money. They just create the money out of thin air. They talk about recapitalization, and they're using debt. Capital in the capitalist system comes from savings. We have zero savings. That's how we got into this problem. But to just spend another $700 billion or whatever and claim you can buy up illiquid assets, illiquid assets are worthless assets is what they are. So this will do nothing more than just show how panicked they are. Every time they announce one of these, the markets realize that they're just thrashing about, and they panic and they sell their stocks because they don't know what the devil they're doing. They're socializing the entire financial system.
Is it that far, Ron Paul? Is it the fact that they are putting a little bit of U.S. capital or taxpayer money into helping out, providing liquidity to the banks?
Stop right there.
Is it that or...
John, a little bit of money? $5 trillion is what is in that banker takeover bill? On record, Bloomberg and other publications have rightly said at least $5 trillion. It could be as high as $10 trillion, but $5 trillion is conservative. That's what's spelled out in there. And unlimited powers for this small inner group of international banks. And then the point gets brought up, is this a conspiracy? Are they taking over other banks? And that is exactly what is happening. Here it is.
Is it that, or do you really suspect that there's something bigger afoot here? I mean, do you think there's a conspiracy to take over all the banks?
Well, no, they just have a plan. They believe in socialism,
there. Back at about 20 seconds to that guy's stupid statement about a little bit of money. Number one, it's not a little bit. It will devalue the currency. We've already had about half the currency devalued in the last 7 years. They're talking about devaluing the rest of it. Understand, the dollar has lost 99% of its value since the private banks took over in 1913. So all we have is that 1% of its value that's left. That's the current value. Okay? And around half of the devaluation has just happened in the last 7 years. So it took from 1913 up until 2008 to devalue the currency up to the point that we've got. And most of that's happened in the last 7 years. Now they're talking about devaluing it the rest of the way in the next 2 to 3 years maximum. I mean, that's the facts. There's no getting around it. They are killing the currency and setting up the global government that will create a new world currency, which will be regionalized. You'll still have, say, U.S., it'll still say British, it'll still say French, just like the euro, but it is going to be global. All right, let's go back to the clip. And I love how Ron Paul says, no, it's not a conspiracy, it's a plan. It's a stated public plan. Here it is.
Is it that, or do you really suspect that there's something bigger afoot here? I mean, do you think there's a conspiracy to take over all the banks?
Well, no, they just have a plan. They believe in socialism, and I don't. But I think there is something very, very big going on. I think this is the end of a monetary system that started in 1971, and it has allowed the dollar to be king, and the dollar hegemony is ending. And now rushing, everybody's interest is propping up the system because everybody holds dollars. That's what's in the reserves. So they're frantically trying to get together, and that's why this is becoming international. And boy, I'm worried about this weekend. What are they going to come up with? They're going to come up with a new idea, probably one central bank for the world. So this is not good. And they take this and they build up the panic and build up the fear to do terrible things. They do it in foreign policy. They do it after 9/11 to undermine our system, undermine our freedoms, and now they're going to take over all private ownership. Why don't they allow the correction to occur? Why don't there's bad debt out there, and you can't prop up bad debt. They're doing exactly what we did in the Depression. Keep the prices high. The prices of houses have to come down, and we don't need to stimulate housing. They kind of stimulating housing, keep prices of housing up. It's the worst thing in the world to do. That was like keeping farm products high during the Depression by plowing crops under. I don't think we've learned a thing from the Depression because we have no confidence or understanding how the capitalist system is supposed to work.
Absolutely. And the free market system is being blamed for all of this when insider corruption and collusion with the government and the collusion of a select group of money masters have set up a system where they need to wreck economies. They need to get people in debt so that they can get control of the entire financial system, not just the central areas of the financial system. And that is exactly what was proposed this weekend. They've been proposing it for months publicly, for years in high-level economic white papers in between governments. You have the private banks, the central banks of Europe and the United States, owned by the same group of families. And those families are all intermarried. And look, up on the Corbett report on YouTube, I've asked listeners to do this, and he's one of the few that's done it, and we appreciate it. He went back and he found a show we did in March of last year, so about a year and a half ago, where in 2 minutes and 30 seconds on my radio show, I was asked by a caller to lay out basically what was going to happen and what was happening, and what did I say? I said, you've got private central banks that need to wreck economies so they can consolidate them. And then I explained how they go in and get control of nations, and they have the nations get into deep debt. They create all these leveraged derivatives. The elite goes out and buys real assets with it, and then they get positioned into safe areas. Then they start blowing out the Ponzi scheme and trick the governments and the public into believing that if the people don't fully sign on to the imploding debt bubble, that they'll be bankrupted when in truth they're signing on to be indentured servants. And then I talked about how they then use a militarized police state to maintain that control. Everything you're now seeing unfold. Now, again, it's not like I'm smart or that I'm some genius. I have world history. I have current history. I have seen what the IMF and World Bank have done for these private banking families. That's their front in hundreds of third world nations over and over again in the same nations, from Nigeria to Argentina to Brazil, to Japan, for that matter. And they do this, and the 1929 implosion that went on for a decade was engineered. And we were in much better off individually at that point, and 7 million people starved to death. So it is just horrible to see the authors of all of this financially terrorizing the markets. What they're saying and doing is just what is driving them down. And then they get to pose as the saviors And they'll pump the market up for, you know, a few days, a few weeks, and then plunge it even further once they get the new powers they want. We'll be right back.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
As a parent, your biggest fear is getting a phone call that your child has been attacked or worse. With your child going to college or moving out on their own, it's important to keep these safety tips in mind. Teach them to be aware of their surroundings. Walk on well-lit paths with friends or students. Secure the windows and doors of their dorm room or apartment. Know how to reach campus security. Always tell someone where they're going and when to expect their return. And always carry a self-defense device. This important message is brought to you by PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com features a full line of products for college students like pepper spray and mace, as well as window locks for dorm rooms or apartments, personal alarms, stun guns, and nighttime safety items. Enter school in the coupon code box and receive 10% off your order. Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
Her face was every face I've ever known. Her face was my own face.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines, domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The enemy of my enemy is my ally.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD for only $13.95.
People should look one another in the eye before they go killing for causes.
That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. Because in this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
Pienso que un sueño parecido no volverá más. Y me pintaba las manos y la cara de azul. Y de provisa le viento la vida me llevó. Y me hizo volar en el cielo infinito.
We are back live. Thank you for joining us. The websites are prisonplanet.com. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, Infowars.net, TruthNews.us, GunsReport.com. We do that so when we get hacked and attacked and other things happen, some of the sites stay up. by the grace of God and the great work of the folks that are here at InfoWars.com, the overall operation. Okay, we have William F. Engdahl, author, researcher, economist, joining us, historian, coming up in the next segment for an hour, then Bob Daisy in studio in the last hour today. Open phones later, but I wanted to play about 2 minutes from a March 30th radio show a year and a half ago, where a listener was asking me basically how this operation works. And I spewed it out in 2 minutes. And what do you see happening a year and a half later? Here you go. Here's how it works. They come into a nation, a Western nation, to get a funding mechanism and a military enforcement arm like England, Germany, France, the U.S. They come in and they lobby, we're going to have a great new society, we're going to take care of everybody, we're going to have welfare and build man up. We go, great, we're going to vote for big government and pay a lot of taxes to do this because it sounds wonderful and we want to share. They do dole some of that out for a while. Some good things happen, some bad things happen. The point is now it's created the trough. Then the global corporations come in. They're lobbying to take over the government the whole time to get most of that money that's being paid in taxes given to them in investments, which they then take and use to buy off and pay off and blow out third world economies. They then, over the last 50 years, get control of the third world as a kind of camouflage neo-imperialism. They then mass that wealth, use it to totally buy off the Western governments. They then drive up the debt of those nations in debt now owed to those very private banking institutions and governments that were already taken over, in many cases hundreds of years ago. See, I said this is simple. It's not. And they then take all of that wealth that they now have offshore where they never have to pay tax, but then they manipulate our government to actually raise taxes and toll roads and all these other ways of getting fees to then conduit more and more to themselves. And in the final phase, they come in and pay off the government to have the government actually write laws to cede government power into these multinational corporations, many of which are bigger than some of the largest nations in their GDP. And then they hire private intelligence agencies, private mercenary armies like the Beers with the diamonds, and so you have this world government run by these untouchable elites whose wealth is offshore, and then they basically just play nation states off against each other in globalization and economic warfare to have a domino effect to take over the next, and they end up truly being world rulers through the financial system.
That's a pretty succinct description of.
All right, so, and folks, if listeners, because I don't have the staff to do this, if listeners, because this is important for those out there that aren't aware that we're right, they'll just hear us today breaking down what's happening and telling people what's going to happen next, and then, just chalk it up that we're Monday morning quarterbacking or backseat driving. But if people will go out and find the hundreds of interviews and hundreds of clips where I, in even more detail, lay out exactly what was going to happen. You can go back 2.5 years ago when we're reporting live from Bilderberg. It's of course, in Endgame and in the extras and in articles we wrote. But it's more important to even go find those radio shows where I lay out everything that was going to happen, how they were going to start the implosion of the subprime mortgage. I know that Daniel Estulin at the time was also on the radio show saying that from his sources so that we can then put this out to the public and say, see, who could have told you 2.5 years ago it was all going to start in subprime mortgages? Who could have told you governmental power was going to be given to the central banks of the world in a new global system? Now, we knew that, of course, in the mid-70s from the Trilateral Commission documents. But the point is the public doesn't read those. We need to educate the people. We need to show them that this is engineered by design. Now, the good news is the public predominantly now knows it's a staged event. They just don't have all the details. That's why you have 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker takeover bill, known as the banker bailout. But the problem is they didn't care. The White House told Congress, we'll just declare martial law and do it anyways. And McCain came out on TV, remember, and said, oh, well, the White House and the Treasury have their own powers to do this and inject all this capital into the markets. It's just amazing to see this happening. All right, I'm going to come back, give you the latest market numbers, then go to William F. Engdahl, our guest for the next hour. This is the GCN Radio Network. I am Alex Jones, your host. And we will continue to break this down. In fact, when we get back, I'm just going to briefly tell you what I believe is going to happen in the markets the next 2 weeks, the next month, the next 6 months, the next year. All right, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Lead from solder in copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like-new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%. And that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95 and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
After World War II, the private banking families that owned the Federal Reserve and the Bank of England, the British Empire via stealth, according to Carol Quigley, and of course Cecil Rhodes and others, Lord Milner, who set all this up. Quigley just reported on it as their official historian. They needed the OECD to become a global banking system so there are, quote, no safe havens. So one country doesn't have more fractional reserve banking than the other, or one nation doesn't have lower taxes than the other, so that, quote, investment and money doesn't flee. That's a big part of the New World Order. Also, they can then have a double set of rules. The inner elite can do whatever they want. The general public are surveilled slaves. And that's why right now they have the private banking families, less than 20 families that own most of the stock in the private central banks, trying to unify things. There are some splits, though, at least on the surface, and we're going to be discussing that. Remember, last week I predicted that the stock market would, in the next few weeks, rise up a little bit, but not gain everything that it lost. That's why they sell the public. That's why they sell the public on OC, pumping all this money in, devaluing the dollar. That's a good thing. And then down the road, they know our memories are very short. Remember a year ago, they pumped in hundreds of billions and said that would fix it. And then 6 months ago, hundreds of billions. Then a month ago, hundreds of billions. And unlimited power they've given themselves, and always it's going to be okay. And then they plunge it down even further, training the public that when the market finally really falls, and I'm talking down to, 3,000, 4,000 points, the suckers, the mom and pops, will stay in. Meanwhile, the elites for 5 years have been moving out of the stock market, moving into raw materials, moving into infrastructure, moving into commodities. And then in their own financial publications, like the Financial Times of London a year and a half ago, they said the question is, can the elite have an organized, gradual implosion into third world serfdom for the planet with them ruling it, or have they created a debt black hole so big it may even destroy them? So that's the issue here. William F. Engdahl, author, researcher, journalist, joins us from Germany, and we really appreciate him coming on with us. Has a great record of predicting things and a multifaceted understanding of this whole global system. And later in the interview, we'll get into the overall eugenics plan. We had him on a few weeks ago covering that, but ran out of time. But we're going to go ahead right now and break down what's currently happening and who he believes is behind this implosion. Mr. Engdahl, thanks for coming on with us.
Well, thank you for having me again, Alex.
You bet. It's good to have you here. Okay, well, what's happening?
What I see going on, and this I wrote about 3.5 years ago already, there was too much deliberate support of this from the get-go by Alan Greenspan when he was chairman of the Fed. Of course, the Federal Reserve is the traffic cop for the U.S. financial system, the largest in the world in the post-war period, the traffic cop, and he represents the overall interests of the financial sector as a whole so that no one member gets too far out of line and destroys it for the others. However, Greenspan backed this securitization revolution from the early years of this decade, and speech after speech he promoted it. He did everything in his power to support the repeal of Glass-Steagall in 99 when Clinton signed the law that Phil Gramm and others drafted. And the New York banks after that went on a rampage, securitizing everything that moved ultimately. Now, what's emerged with the bringing down of Henry Paulson to become Secretary of Treasury in 2006 is an operation that is being run to all intents and purposes from top to bottom by a tight-knit network that has the name Goldman Sachs alumni. Not only is Paulson the former CEO of Goldman Sachs, the 35-year-old chap that he chose to administer the largest fund in the history of world capitalism, the $700 billion plus fund that he's just been voted by a labile Congress, terrified out of their wits maybe, is a man who came from, guess where, Goldman Sachs. His name is, of all things, Cash Carry, like cash and carry. You pay up the cash, Mr. Taxpayer, and I'll carry it right up to Wall Street.
And I don't normally judge a book by its cover, but he comes right out of Dr. Doom or Lex Luthor central casting.
Yeah. Well, that may be also. But the fact that a 35-year-old, relatively inexperienced Wall Street man is drafting the most complicated bailout package in financial history is alone reason to be suspect. The response.
Well, we know
Europe,
he isn't. We know Paulson can't quote run it himself. So yeah. He has his favorite deputy, who, according to the press, for years is always at his side and his personal legate, his personal gopher.
Okay. There's probably a much nastier story behind that, but the details are yet to come fully out. I'm sure we'll get them in the course of time. But the way that this series of crises was run stinks to high heaven of an engineered job. And I think the tip off to the whole thing was the testimony of Richard Fuld, the failed chairman of Lehman Brothers, where the congressman chose to focus on how much bonus pay Richard Fuld got over the last 10 years, which was a red herring and a half, and not to focus on why it was that only one financial institution of a major size was allowed by Paulson to go under, and that was Lehman Brothers. The entire subsequent financial tsunami, as I call it, that was unleashed around the world from Japanese banks to European banks and so forth goes directly back to the letting go of Lehman Brothers, that the government didn't bail it out. At the same time, they were bailing out in a private meeting with the chairman of Goldman Sachs and the heads of AIG and the New York Fed and Paulson. They bailed out AIG.
That's right. They're not stupid. When they run around talking about depression, they know that's going to kill markets. When they let the first big one go under, they knew what was going to happen. They allowed this to unfold.
Yes, absolutely clear to me. And what they're trying to do in all this unwinding of hedge fund positions in the stock market is really an epiphenomenon of the whole process. But it gathers headlines and scares people to death so that they vote up legislation and powers that have, well, it's the financial equivalent of Homeland Security or Patriot Act. Is what Paulson got in this new legislation.
Financial dictatorship.
It's certainly going on down that road if the Congress continues to allow it. But what I think is going on is that Paulson and company, let's call it the cabal or the cronies, they thought that through this they could terrify the European governments into falling in line and agreeing to a de facto next step in a global money arrangement that would be, as Kissinger said back in the 70s, you control oil, you control whole nations, control food, you control the people, you control money, you control the whole world. And that is where this elite has been trying to push things since Bretton Woods in 1944. I think personally, as things look now, and I'm subject to change on this, as everybody, but I think personally they've gone a bridge too far in this securitization debacle and the way it's unfolded. The Bundesbank, the Central Bank of Germany, a bank that was reckoned to be out of business about 10 years ago, the new head of the Bundesbank, Alex Weber, it turns out to be a very, very tough-minded individual who understands the basics about banking and economy. And he said, look, this Paulson plan is a bailout for the financial system, and I'm not going to allow that. He told the German chancellor and the German finance minister, we have to take equity stakes in the banks and control how they're run so that they're not proliferating more of these toxic waste experiments. And that was in contrast to the approach of Sarkozy, the president of France, and, of course, Berlusconi, the billionaire, unsavory prime minister of Italy who wants German taxpayer monies to bail out insolvent Italian
banks. Yeah, the former
banks.
President, fascist. Now, so that's one set that some of Europe wants. On the other side, to detail the financial architecture that Goldman Sachs, as the receivership for the Anglo-American side, they want specifically to be able to use their regulators and use public money to go in and take over banks.
Yeah.
So when we hear that it's a nationalization, here it's really a reverse of that. It's a private intergroup acting as government with a sort of privatization of select areas of the financial system they want at the expense not just of Main Street and the people, but of the rest of the financial sector.
Yeah, it's the British East India Company model, the people who ran the opium wars against China in the 1840s. And the public pays the cost. They bear the risk. They finance the armies to enforce the territorial grabs of the East India Company. And that's exactly what Paulson is doing with this tight cabal that's emerging. The winners are, guess, surprise, surprise, is Citigroup, one of the most insolvent banks in the world, J.P. Morgan Chase, who has more derivatives probably than any other bank on the face of the earth, and J.P. Morgan Chase,
trillion.
And Goldman Sachs. Those three, these are the giants that are going to emerge. And as you point out, Alex, the Standard & Poor's, Moody's Investor Service, the rating agencies who ought to be in the docket in Congress and facing jail terms for the criminal misbehavior that they're complicit in, by some estimates. The entire regulatory system, the SEC, the right up and down the line, is all being retooled into a leaner and meaner group of global giants that's going to try to continue this. I think, however, that they have miscalculated. The elites who
have bitten off more than they can chew.
I think so. That's my sense on it. That they the world isn't this time falling in lockstep. That you know you can control a country. That's possible. I can admit that. Hitler did it in Germany, Mussolini in Italy. Many tin pot dictators have come up over the centuries and done that for a period, but only a period. But you can't control the entire world. And I think the old adage, whom the gods would destroy, they first make mad. Well, I think there's some pretty mad people running on the loose in Washington these days who probably ought to be institutionalized for their own good and the good of the world.
Well, there's certainly a lot of hubris going on, and I think that's illustrated by Kashkari, the 35-year-old special friend of Hank Paulson, who literally is always at his side. I thought he was Secret Service the last 2 years. He's literally always at side of his lord there, Mr. Paulson. I mean, they could have gotten somebody else from outside Goldman Sachs who was still part of their inner crew, but they didn't, because they don't care. The hubris is just oozing out of their pores.
Yeah, they think they're the gods of Mount Olympus, and they don't need to bother about what commoners think. But, Paulson has an interesting political career. He's cut his political teeth under a man named John Ehrlichman in the Nixon White House, you know, the guy who ran the whole Watergate operation, the plumber's unit, and talked about letting people hang until they twist in the wind.
Yeah, it's an intelligence operation.
Paulson managed to get out of that unscathed and start his career at Goldman Sachs. And now he's running the financial power of the privatized U.S. financial system with the open government check without any checks and balances.
We're talking to William F. Engdahl. William, plug some of your books in your website.
Well, a lot of this financial history is actually taken up in the book. A lot of people think it's an oil book, but it's not. It's a book about geopolitics and the history of the last century called A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics and the New World Order, where I go into that interface between banking, oil, energy control, and the military control of the Anglo-American elites over the past 100 years. A Century of War, Anglo-American Oil Politics. The second book I've done and published is part of a trilogy, keys off of the famous quote that I mentioned earlier from Henry Kissinger back in the 70s, control the oil, you control whole nations or regions, control the food, you control the people. And that's a book about genetically modified organisms, GMO, and the fact that the entire project of agribusiness that was started at Harvard Business School in the 1950s with money from the Rockefeller Foundation links into the project of GMO. It's about controlling the seeds for the human food chain on this planet so that certain elites can decide which races they want to systematically cull.
And the incredible part is it's all on record. Fire out your website.
Yeah, it's www.engdahl. Geopolitics, one word, Engdahl Geopolitics, a period between the two, engdahl.oilgeopolitics.net.
Or just Google William Engdahl, Engdahl.
Yeah, F. William Engdahl on the Google, and you'll get it
okay.
Right away.
We're about to break, but literally, humans act the same, elites behave the same, just on a wider scale today. He that knows the past knows the present and can look into the future. And that's what we do here. We tie everything together with the past, the present, and the future as, you know, anybody trying to project the lines and articulate where things are going. And people that ignore that do it at their own peril. In the couple minutes we've got left before break, you know, separately, because I've read some of your papers but hadn't read your book, you know, separately I can have you on or so many other guests who don't even know each other. We articulate the same thing about the Anglo-American establishment. Even people on the enemy side who are fans of this, you know, admit what they've done in many books. This Anglo-American establishment, the Dutch and the British East India Company, the later merging, you know, all of this, the way they went into India created black markets to corrupt the local authorities, to play them off against each other, to create crime as a pretext to bring in imperial police, breaking up China 150 years ago into 10 or 11 parts by bringing in opium, taking control of the police and the gangs. You look at the U.S., with the phony drug war, then the staged terror attacks, then the economic collapse. They do the same thing. They have handbooks on it, and they're doing it now to the West, and they're not playing games. This is a systematic British imperial stratagem of bringing down nations and then putting in imperial fronts. So let's give people that, you know, that snapshot, because I probably read 20 books on the British East India Company, and it's all so thrilling that I'm literally, you know, that's the one area of history I've really studied, you know, that and British naval history. You can't put it down. So let's talk now and come back from break about the stratagem in taking down the Chinese, taking down India, that's been exported to hundreds of nations.
Yeah, will do.
Let's go ahead and start now, and we'll go to break, and then we'll come back.
Okay, well, as you point out, Alex, the East India model, and I've studied quite a bit about that historically. I'm an economic historian by concentration, and that model is really more and more the model of what emerged in the United States after the 1960s and the 1970s. So the American elites studied their British cousins very, very closely and realized this is the way to go.
When we get back, William F. Engdahl, our guest, we'll break that down. Then we'll get into where he thinks these markets are going in the future, part of this plan, how he thinks this fissure in the elite is going to play out with our guest.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
ProSpy.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home. Covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, hidden safes, and much more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with the small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Protect yourself from ID theft with our RFID blocker. The RFID tags in ID cards have been proven to be not secure. Thieves are able to read information stored on these tags to steal your identity. RFID blocker is available as a wallet or passport case. ProSpy.com also carries a wide variety of night vision cameras and scopes to see in the darkest conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras made to face any situation. Don't forget to order your personal security devices and shop for so much more. Go to ProSpy.com. ProSpy.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show. Because there's a war on for your mind.
Journalist, economic historian, author, William F. Engdahl is our guest. Okay, William, for people that are tuning in, I want to repeat. Why do you care about how the British Empire controlled India? Why do you care about how Europe, England, the United States took down China? Because they're doing the exact same thing. This is a plan, and we have the recent documents out of the IMF, World Bank, Trilateral Commission, Club of Rome. They are singing from the same sheet of music. Continue, sir.
Well, basically the East India model. Let's take the Opium Wars in the 1840s. The British trading families back home in London, the ones who owned stock in the East India Company that ran India during the early 1800s and the century before that, they essentially used opium as a way to bust open the resistance of the Chinese emperor to free trade with the British. And the Americans got in that. Some of the oldest, most distinguished families of Boston and New England were running opium ships parallel with the British into China in the 1840s. And they used bribery, they used corruption of customs officials, military people. They got most of the people along the coastal cities from Canton and so forth hooked on opium. And once they got hooked on opium, of course, the fighting spirit of your army, if your leading officers are opium addicts, you've got a pretty bad army. And that's exactly what happened. Then this private company, the East India Company, engineered an incident where a British ship was shot on. They used a provocation. And then they called back home to London. In fact, Jardine and Matheson actually went from India back to London and started agitation with their friends in the controlled British media about how the Chinese are violating the sovereignty of English ships at sea and so forth and have to be taught a lesson. So the British Royal Navy, the government, came in and not only bailed out this private company, the East India Company. 60 million Chinese by the end of the 1860s were identified and estimated as opium addicts because of the East India Company assault on China. To this day, the Chinese still have a traumatic shock, a cultural shock over this experience. So,
and the phony drug war was used to corrupt the police region by region to get them on the payroll. Again, by creating a black market, which they controlled, they were able to take over the nation.
Yeah, well, if this sounds a little bit like Miami Vice, I think it's purely intentional because, as you pointed out, go back to one of my favorite books about the Vietnam era. It's called The Politics of Heroin in Southeast Asia by Alfred McCoy. And he actually put together the documentation and so forth about how the CIA, Air America, Nugan Hand Bank in Australia were absolutely up to their ears in running narcotics out of Vietnam into the West to get money for various black bag operations that they were doing off budget. Well, what happened parallel with that in the United States in the ghettos in the Hispanic and black neighborhoods all over America? You have an explosion of drug addiction, flooding the country with drugs. And then the next wave came out of Colombia.
Crack cocaine, the 1980s, cocaine. CIA. Yeah.
And, it was documented in a series in the Los Angeles Press about 8 or 10 years ago that the CIA was up to their ears in that one. Well, Oliver North and the whole business with the Enterprise, the Iran-Contra affair, that was, drugs were all over that thing in Central America, the so-called Contras. And then
the general public will accept a police state in the name of fighting the drugs that energize the gangs and cause the breakdown of society, now being seen in the United States and Mexico, as they carry out the same operation here. William F. Engdahl, back in 70 seconds.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.